This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
Broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 22nd, 2016. We're in hour two of the broadcast. I'm going to start taking your phone calls here shortly if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to get this story in about 2,000 Seattle educators wore Black Lives Matter shirts at their school Wednesday to call for racial equality in education. Schools across the district held Black Lives Matter at school rallies before classes began for the day. Students, parents, and teachers also wore stickers and buttons emblazoned with the Black Lives Matter slogan. And if you think this is some offbeat website reporting this, this is coming from the SeattleTimes.com. The purpose of the day was to affirm that Black Lives Matter in the public schools, according to organizers who are members of the Social Equality Educators, a group of educators within the Seattle Teachers Union. Teachers also wanted to show their support for John Muir Elementary, which had its Black Men Unified, Uniting to Change the Narrative event canceled last month after receiving a threat over teachers' plans to wear Black Lives Matter t-shirts. They can't even get along, I guess. Before school started Wednesday at the Chief South International High School, dozens of educators and students gathered outside the building and held up banners and signs. About 60 educators had ordered the shirts beforehand. Some of the shirts said Black Lives Matter, and others said hashtag say her name, a reference to Sandra Bland, a Black woman who died in police custody in Texas. Those shirts had an image of a fist. Others wore shirts that said Black Lives Matter, we stand together, with an image of a tree. Teacher Diana Romero said she decided to wear a shirt to support our Black brothers and sisters in support for justice. As a Latino, she said she has seen firsthand the unfair treatment of color by the police. A sixth grade class from nearby Deeney International Middle School, whose teacher brought them to the rally, wore Black Lives stickers. Teacher Ben Evans said he wanted them to see how their voices can be heard. Many of the students are aware of racial inequalities already, he added. Black Lives Matter at school wasn't sponsored by the school district, but it coincides with Seattle Public Schools Day of Unity, aimed at bringing more attention to racial equality in education. The district said in a statement that it has asked students, families, staff, and community members to engage and join the conversation in our united effort to eliminate opportunity gaps as a public institution and blah, 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 blah. Because of Wednesday's rally was not an official district event, teachers were told to leave before students started arriving for school. But members of the Black Student Union remained until the start of class. The rally and shirts represented the international schools coming together in solidarity. Black Lives Matter means making sure everyone is included. Yeah, right. Each school planned its own event for Black Lives Matter at school day. Goes on, blah, 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 blah. Another Black Lives Matter at school rally is planned for Wednesday. I guess they're going to just have one every day. They should have one every day. At Washington Hall, I got to change the name of that, unless that's Carver Washington, where activists and artists, including Grammy Award-winning singer, will perform and speak out against racial equality. Some of the Seattle Seahawks are expected to attend as well. Now, isn't that just interesting? Now, Black Lives Matter can have these events at schools, on school grounds, or whatever the case was. But what really made this interesting to me was I've got a friend here in this area who his son grew up in this area, and actually his grandfather, they have lineage from the Civil War. You know, they've traced it back, their family history. So this young man that's about 17, maybe 18 now, his grandfather is a very proud Southern, somewhat historian from that traces his lineage back from the Civil War. Well, this young man, the 17-year-old, was wearing to school out here in a very rural county a Confederate flag belt buckle. Confederate flag belt buckle. Now, I just read you the story of how school teachers in Seattle are actually buying and bringing Black Lives Matter shirts, and they're having all these events. But this young man was suspended from school for wearing the belt buckle. Can't have the Confederate flag. Can't have a Confederate flag belt buckle. Can't have a Confederate flag shirt. Can't have a Confederate flag. You can't have any statues. Can't have a license plate no more. Can't have schools with these different names. Can't even fly a Confederate flag in a Confederate cemetery. But yet, you know, in Washington State, they can have all these Black Lives Matter stuff. The kid, the young man, suspended, goes back to school. Yeah, you guessed it, with his Confederate flag belt buckle. But they tell him, I can name the school and everything, I know the facts. They tell him, okay, look, you can wear the belt buckle, but you have to keep it covered up. It can't be seen. Your shirt has to cover it up, okay? So this young man agrees to that. Well, apparently, while he was walking down the hall, a teacher that just happened to be African-American said he saw the belt buckle for just a moment. He saw the belt buckle, but he was horrified at the image on the belt buckle. They expelled this young man from school. And so now, you know, he faces get a GED or whatever. He can't go back to school. And you know what's the ironic thing about this? This very school that expelled him in the 70s was the Rebels. That was their name. They were the such and such county Rebels. Yeah. That was I don't think they used the Confederate flag, so to speak, but that was their name. And now today, in light of the story that I just read you from the Seattle Times, of what anybody but a white person can do, I personally know a fine young man in this area of a fine father, good friend of mine I've known for a long time. This young man is expelled from school for the crime of a Confederate flag belt buckle. Blows my mind. I just can't wait till the collapse comes. I can't wait till the revolution is in full throw. It gives me hope, because I don't believe it's going to go any other way, and I'm not even sure that I want it to anymore. You know, we've got such a dastardly bunch of deceitful, evil people in this country that hold the reins of power, until I long for the day when they're hammering together the gallows to give these people what they deserve right before they're liberated to hell, where is the only place that should have their soul. Let's go to the phone calls. I think we've got Jerry in Chicago, then Frank in North Carolina. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Jerry, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, Perrin.
Hey, Frank, how are you doing tonight?
Yeah, it's Frank. I thought you said Jerry.
I did. I thought Jerry was first.
Okay.
I thought I was first, too.
But hey, let him go first. I'll wait.
Hey, I've got you both. Go ahead, Jerry. We'll hold Frank on. Go ahead, Jerry.
Hey, Farron, good to hear you on the air. I've been listening, but, dude, I cannot stay up this late at night on Saturdays. I'm sorry, I'm not as young as a partier as I used to be 20 years ago. But I agree with you 100%, man. This whole system is going crazy. And I got to be honest with you, even if Donald Trump gets in, and I never throw in the towel. I fight to the very end. But I got to tell you something. America was lost many years ago unless everybody stands up. And I don't mean just vote, but stands up, wakes up, and starts realizing, going back all the way to 1868, when these corporations and the 14th Amendment and everything else like that came into play, we have been taken over. I talk to people, and they are not even aware that the District of Columbia, the 10 square miles, is a foreign agency working within our country. And everybody that works out of that area are the only one that is supposed to pay income tax, by the way. But they're crooked. And, I mean, they're all out on the take. And every politician that goes into office, whether it be a congressman or a senator or anything else like that, once they get elected, the only thing they're worried about is their reelection at the end of their term. And you got the lobbyists paying them off. It's the craziest thing. Boy, I got to be honest with you, Farron. I mean, I'm getting to the point where if a Fed comes to my door and wants to speak to me, I'm going to tell them something's burning on the stove. I'm going to close the door. I'm going to grab my .45. I'm going to chamber it, and I'm going to walk back to the door, and I'm going to say, now we're evenly matched. What would you like to ask me? And then I'm not going to answer it, and I'm going to tell them, get away from my door. Don't ever darken my door again.
I don't blame you, Jay.
You know, I got to be honest with you, Farron. I'm 56 years old, and I've lived a good life. I've been a good person. And you know what? If it all comes to an end, and I could take one of these bastards out, that's one less of these bastards that's going to come to your door. That's the way I look at it. And I'm sorry, but I we're in the fight of our life here, people. So, you know, I wanted to add something else is that, you know, you're a big Tesla fan. And I know, you know, get off subject for just a minute. But were you aware that after Nikola Tesla passed away, and I just talked to Professor James McCanney this morning, Tim Spencer is hosting his own show now, and he had him as a guest. And I ran this question by him. I said, you know, when Tesla passed away, the Secret Service went into his hotel room, and they stole all of his records. And McCanney says, well, you know, Tesla didn't have that many records because he kept everything in his head. And I said, okay, well, I will agree with that. He built every project, tried it out, and moved it around in his head before it was ever designed put forward to the construction of it. And I told him, I said, do you know who got the papers that the Secret Service obtained from his room? I said, none other than Donald Trump's uncle. And he was a graduate of MIT, working for the RAND. It used to be Raytheon Corporation, the Hughes Corporation, which is now the Raytheon Corporation. But it was the RAND department. I just wanted to pass that on to you. And that was in the third week of July on Caravan to Midnight. That's John D. Wells' website. And he interviewed a guy who talked all, not the whole story was about this, but he covered a lot of subjects. But this was one of them, and I took notes on it. The only thing is, I don't have the name of the guy, and I'm kind of ticked off about that, but I just wanted to leave you with that, and maybe you'll follow through with a little bit of your research and check into it and get a highlight. But other than that, Farron, God bless you. Thank you for being out there. And it's great to talk to you again.
Hey, thank you so much, Jay. That was, you know, I didn't know that. That's news to me. I will check that out. I am a Tesla fan. You know, there was a Freedom of Information Act, and some information that the federal government said they had about Tesla came out a couple of weeks ago. I don't think it was anything really all significant, though. But always interesting. Always. Hey, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. We're taking phone calls for the next hour of the broadcast, the last 30 minutes. I've got something I'm going to be playing. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. Let's go to Frank in North Carolina. Frank, how are you doing?
Hillary Clinton is an evil bitch. Halloween is every day for that demonic witch. What about the trail of bodies that follow her and her serial rapist husband?
That's the truth, too. That's the truth. Could you imagine with this whole litany of just one criminality after another that's come to light, and yet she's still getting a free pass at it, you know, the mainstream media, and of course she's not been charged with any. It blows my mind.
Well, I'm amazed at the number of people that are still supporting her. I've run into some of them. And these people are clueless. I mean, they don't know anything. They really don't. Actually, a lot of the people that support Hillary Clinton don't know anything about anything, not just about politics. I mean, they just don't know anything. They're like in another world. They're like, they're just like in some delusional, mesmerized state of being. But I will say this. I know you and I, we probably are very critical and have a lot of issues with Trump and don't see him as our savior or anything, but I just, this is anecdotal, right? We all know what that means. I mean, this is not like scientific or anything, but I have talked to some people, and these are like people in like professional jobs, corporate America, and they'll, you know, have a meeting somewhere, and some crazy boss will go around the table, you know, maybe at a restaurant or something. They're having a meeting or something. They'll say, how are you voting? And most of the people, and predominantly most of the women, will proudly state, I'm voting for Donald Trump. And these are women. These are, like, professional women, like 7 out of 8 women. And you'll have some, like, you know, cuck. You know, some cuck liberal guy that went to Chapel Hill. You know Chapel Hill, UNC Chapel Hill. Some guy like that. Oh, I'm voting for, you know, Hillary Clinton. You know, something like that. And you might have some executive or something that says, oh, yeah, I'm voting for Hillary Clinton. But by and large, man, I mean, the just anecdotal stuff I'm hearing, everybody's voting for Trump. So I don't know what to think, but I'm sure if there's any way, they'll steal it from him.
That's the thing. Out here in the country, now I know you're closer to some bigger cities than I am, but out here in the country, it is Trump signs, I'm going to say, 50-1. In fact, in the county in which I live, and I've traveled it fairly well, I only know of two houses that even have Hillary signs out front in a whole county of about 44,000 people. So, I mean, I wonder, can you manipulate this? I mean, if everyone knows they went out and voted for Trump, and you know, I can't buy this that, you know, Trump's way down by that, the margins that they're showing. But hold on for me, Frank. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, joined by Frank in North Carolina. We got Mark in Florida, Francis in North Carolina coming up. Mr. Engineer, let's play that 30-second clip right quick if we can, sir.
All of my voters and supporters, and to all of the people of the United States, that I will totally accept the results of this great and historic presidential election if I win.
All right, what do you think about that, Frank? Hey, Frank, are you with me? Hey, Frank?
Hey, Baron, yeah, I thought that was good. I'll be honest with you. The thing that I was most impressed with his speech, though, and his debate, I mean, what other Republican in history would come out in front of a national audience, probably one of the biggest audiences, you know, in our lifetimes, and basically be critical and skeptical of the intelligence reports from the U.S. intelligence agencies about Hillary Clinton's assertion that Russia is messing with our democracy. It's no one else. It's not the criminals in our own government, not the dual Israeli citizens or any of these other crooks. It is the Russians. It's Putin that is behind it all. I thought that was the most impressive moment. I really wish he would have taken advantage of a lot of the other stuff, you know, like Hillary Clinton is like still the textbook classic example of how you defend a pedophile rapist, someone who raped a young girl, and she laughs about it in an interview from like decades ago. Someone asked her about it. Your first big case where you got the rapist off that raped the girl, and you told the girl it was her fault in front of the court and everything, and she laughs about it. She thinks so fun, and all these commercials out there. Oh, I care so much. Oh, my whole life has been devoted to. Oh, I just care so much about women and girls and
rights of women and all that. I mean, it's just, it's disgusting.
And the commercials that I'm always, he's unfit to be president. I mean, put up beside career criminal politician like Hillary Clinton, and they claim that he's unfit. I mean, I hope, Frank, and you know, your insight's as good as anyone else's, I hope that this is the one where people can start seeing through the BS. And I think a lot of people are. But I'm like you. When I went to vote, there was a table there. Some people were manning for Hillary Clinton. And so, I mean, they are out there. And especially out of Winston-Salem, they were having a march from one of the colleges to go vote. It was a black college in Winston-Salem. And they were having a march to go vote somewhere. And so, you know, I kind of think black people should really consider not voting for the Democratic Party because of look at where it's got them, where they're at today. It's been a failure, but I'm afraid they'll go vote Hillary. So I don't know. I'm not going to know until November 8th how this thing's going to turn out, but it's going to really be interesting to see, and especially what's happening on November 9th. We're just a couple of weeks away.
Well, I've been saying for many months now, only time will tell. That's one of my favorite sayings, because really, it all comes down to, you know, you'll know when it happens. And the thing is, we're not far out now. We're gonna know soon. We're gonna know more about what our situation is gonna be going into the future, going into the new year, 2017. And I'll just leave you with this.
Good broadcast, Theron. And I have to say, Bill Clinton is a serial rapist of women, and Hillary is his attack dog and partner in organized crime. If you hate women, vote Hillary. Forget the trail of dead bodies. Stand tall. Be proud to be uninformed, ignorant, and stupid.
All right, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Taking phone calls for the next hour, 1-800-313-9443. We got Mark in Florida coming up. Mark, go ahead. The break's going to get you here in a minute or so, but I'll hold you on.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you, Farron, for your friend with the son that was expelled. It seems like they attacked him, denied him religious liberty. They're establishing their church and abolishing his, and I think he's got a religious claim against the school in a suit. For information, there's a man that writes at rebelmadman.com. Yeah, your friend's dad and him can look this up and get some history to throw at the school board. That's about what I got. The largest slave owner, or one of the largest, owned more than 200 slaves in South Carolina, was a black man. And he went to the Supreme Court to keep his slaves, and he bred them for stock. And the white slave owners didn't like him for doing that, because he'd pick and choose, and he'd, I don't know what you call it, what they call it now.
Eugenics? Hold that thought.
Eugenics.
We're coming up on a break. Hold that thought. We'll talk about it on the other side. 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio at the website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Taking your phone calls for the next hour, 1-800-313-9443. We've got Mark in Florida. And Mark, before you continue with your thoughts, I just wanted to share with you, this young man that was expelled from school, unfortunately, I wasn't aware of this till after the fact, but unfortunately, this expulsion has kind of, you know how when you're in high school and maybe, you know, that's where your friends are at and everything's going pretty good, and then something like this, it's kind of sent this young man down the wrong road. It's had a very negative effect on his young life. And I knew that things were going wrong. I didn't know it all spurred from this being expelled from school over a Confederate flag belt buckle. But I'm looking at your the website that you recommended, and I really do appreciate that. RebelMadman.com, in case anyone missed it.
Well, Michael Gaddy is the man's name, and he's gone and dug. He went to the library basements and read the documents. And has the history, and he can lay down the timeline from, I don't know, 1750 on up to today, as far as the United States, these United States of America going down. And it's a long, I'll tell you what, Donald Trump, he's saying he's got to fix stuff way back. He's got to go back 300 years and repair things and force these people out. And Michael Getty, at RebelMadman.com, he's retired military intelligence. But evidently, there's smart ones in there that they don't allow to make decisions, I suppose. But there were more, seems, if I remember correctly, there were more black men that owned slaves in New Orleans than white men. So we've been lied to, and these people are, they've been trained to believe lies, and they're enforcing lies so much to an extent that they will expel a man from school. And I you know, notwithstanding your correction on the matter, but boys will be boys, I suppose. He didn't murder anybody.
The epitome of hypocrisy now, how and it's sad that it's so successfully demonized if you're white and you have any maybe a reverence for the Civil War dead, you're easily victimized. Then this Black Lives Matter, and last time I looked, and I haven't looked lately, but the last time I looked, White Lives Matter was listed as a hate group by the SPLC, but Black Lives Matter wasn't. Now, that's been a little while back. Maybe that changed in recent weeks. I don't know, but the hypocrisy of the whole thing. The white race in this country really should be, between the demographic changes, the dumbing down of our education system, the overtaxation, the violence initiated on the white race, should be fighting freaking mad. But
I agree. You got to remember that we have been lied to. Even the black man has been lied to. And people have been, if you were raised from day one to look at the color red and call it blue, you would fight to the death that red dot is blue. And that's what we're in. We've been lied to, and the black man has been trained to believe lies, because black and white man can get along just fine. If I let you be and you let me be, even if I don't like you, if I let you be, we're at peace. And that's what we got to look at. We got to tell the truth, find the things that are true, and tell the truth. Tell the black man, listen, black man, you've been lied to. White man didn't take you down. Black man took you down, and white man took you down, just like every white man has been taken down by every other color there is. All ISIS is want to be slave owners, or masters and slaves. They want to be the masters. All Hillary wants to be is the master. She'll kill anybody to do it. We just got to learn the truth. It's not, Jesus didn't want to kill anybody. And we got to let each other be. We can't, that's the last resort. And that's why I say, the dad's got to take the truth to the school board and the superintendent and say, if you guys don't, because this is my children hate me for this, or sort of. But I went to their teachers, and I told the teachers they were lying about the Constitution, and I told her, give my kids something else to read. You're not lying to mine. When you go over this Constitution and what you're telling them, you let my boys out, and you give them something else to do, but you're not going to lie to mine. And they respected me, and they didn't hate me, but they granted my wishes.
Well, you know,
they wanted to retire.
You made some great points there. I like the red and blue. I like that. And you know, it's become apparent now that the school, the only thing they really want to teach is the Holocaust and slavery. it's amazing to me, and I don't know. Maybe your perspective, you can share it with us. But I mean, how rapidly this has changed just in recent years. I mean, like I say, this very school in the 70s was the Rebels. That was it. It was the such and such county Rebel. It was the name of the school, and they had a mascot. It wasn't a Rebel flag or anything, but they changed that for political correctness. And now we've gone so far, you know, you can't even see the General Lee on TV now because of the Confederate flag. So I think, and I'll say it again, I think it's the third time I've said it, but Patrick Slattery summed it up correctly. When they take down your statues and they take down your monuments, it's because you're defeated. And that is where we are. That is where they're trying desperately to take us, and they're succeeding. And the people have got to be fed up, wise up, and rise up at some point. I do not believe political change in this country. You know, I would be the first to say I stand amazed if Donald Trump can really make true, effective change. And here's the thing, too. The Republicans, Republicats, the bunch of cucks, they're going to fight him the whole way, apparently, just like the Bush family coming out and saying they're going to vote for Hillary Clinton. You know, I'd hated them the whole time. I'd hated George W. Bush. I hated Herbert Walker Bush. If his dad had been alive while I was alive, I'd have hated him, too. But now they've come out and shown themselves to be the traitors that they are, and I've had people that I know be like, oh, my God, look at that. Like, they never could realize the whole time George W. Bush was selling them out. I mean, it just boggles my mind. Give me your feedback on that, Mark, and I really do appreciate the phone call, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to join in. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, thank you. Well, my boys, it's probably 12 to 14 years ago, and it was called Core Democratic Values. Now, I don't know how you can have a core democratic value when a democratic is up for a vote. There cannot be nothing core in democracy. There's no core to it. It's everything's up for vote forever. And if Donald Trump should have ran as a libertarian, I think. But he's a libertarian running in the Republican Party. I hope he stays true to what he says. And he respects every right, the right to life, liberty, and pursuits of happiness of every man that every man has in his journey, and we've got to get behind him, try to get elected or something, or get on the school board, or and we can't do no harm, but we can't impose a religion on anybody. I guess it makes it hard to make anybody do anything, I suppose, doesn't it? I just have to let you be.
Well, if you had a society that was really very strong, self-determined, they wanted to be self-reliant, they if they had that ideology, which they would have if that was ingrained in them from birth, but unfortunately, this society, and I hate to throw the young people under the bus, but so many of them I know, they have this entitlement mentality. They almost have a defeated type of demeanor. They're not ambitious, and maybe some of that comes from, you know, looking at the system. But at the same time, if we raised our society from birth, if society was raised to look up to role models that were learned men, accomplished, you know, well spoken, if being smart was cool, but this society is so fragmented in so many different ways, successfully by design, and now we've got a generation that I hate to throw out the word lazy, but we've got a generation that I think, raised on the internet, has got a lot more problems than maybe past generations, just for this reason. I mean, there's so much violence, been desensitized, seen pornography at probably age 10 or 12, or, you know, so many different changes. And it's just to really have a society that is strong, it needs to be nurtured from birth. And our society is raised on television, it's fragmented. It's taught to be the victim. You know, we've got more people on welfare and on food stamps than we've ever had, and we're just seeing the results. We're a society in decline, like I say every week, and a lot of it, I believe, is by design, and that's you know, you get out what you put in, and that's what we're seeing. I'll give you the last word. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Mark. Great, great information. I appreciate it.
Well, I would say that, you know what the world looks like in your neighborhood, but you don't know what it looks like, say, in Peru or India or even Russia. So maybe they've gone through already what we're about to go through. And if you look around and you wonder why do we seem to be so smart and everybody so poor and dumb? And maybe it's finally our turn to join them. Unless we fight back, and we got to raise everybody up.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Mark in Philly, patiently holding, 1-800-313-9443. Mark, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Farron. On the subject of the statues and those things, last summer, that the United Nations declared 4,400 acres, that would be 7 square miles, around the Alamo as a United Nations heritage site. Yeah, the communists are taking over, man. I can't believe that the Texans are standing for that one. So, but if you go down to San Antonio these days, 50% are Mexican, I guarantee it, and they can't speak a lick of English either. So much for Texas holding their border, that Republic of Texas thing. I see this, what happened with this son, as an indication that they're whittling away the First Amendment. And it won't be long if we don't take a stand. It won't be long. They'll make it a hate speech for speaking up about the Jews. They'll make it a felony for us to talk about the Holocaust. You know, denying, just like what they're doing over in Europe, and they're doing it in Canada. They're doing it in other places. So that's what I see. What's going on with that? And oh, by the way, on the subject of the Civil War, I happen to have been adopted, so I didn't know anything about my family, except I had a name on my father's side. He was full-blooded German. Turned out, I recently found out, a few months back, I found out that my great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War, and he happened to serve in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is only like 50 miles away from where I'm living now, which is interesting because I had no family here at all because I'm adopted. But anyway, he served on the North. Although growing up, I always felt like I'd been a Southerner. But he served in the Union Army, and he was captured in Wilderness, Virginia, and made a prisoner of war. And he actually survived Andersonville. So that's pretty amazing that he survived that. So now, if blacks want to say anything to me about that whole situation, even though we know what the Civil War was really about, states' rights, but if the blacks want to speak up and say, you know, if they want to flap their lips, I'll just say, look, my great-great-granddaddy, he served so all men could be free, including you, and he went to prison. So where's his, maybe he ought to get paid too. You know, maybe my family ought to get paid for what he suffered through and as a prisoner of war in one of the worst, if not the worst, prisoner of war camps in the Civil War. So, you know, what do they call reformation? What are they wanting? What do they call that?
Reparation.
Reparation, yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I'm encouraged that... That Trump did speak a little stronger this third debate than he did even the previous one. I also saw did you see the speak? Did you see where he spoke before the Catholic group?
No, I did not.
And what? Where that was like kind of, I don't know if it was a roast or whatever, but it was, I don't know if it was a, I don't know, but he got up and he really ragged on Hillary big time. I mean, he really didn't hold anything back on criticizing her. I don't know about that event either, because it was Catholics and, you know, the bishops and Monsignors and whoever else those Catholics, you know. I don't trust those folks either. But I don't trust any religion, because I think that their religions has been a way for them to divide and conquer us as well. And what I learned not too long ago that you know, where the Scoville Bible, which is the reference Bible for a lot of churches, that the Scoville Bible was put forth by that was a Rockefeller plan, I think, or a Zionist plan, where they hired Scoville to write that reference Bible and basically rewrote a good part of the Bible, where it also claimed that the Jews were the chosen people of, you know, of God. So like I said before, when I called you before about it, it's no wonder that people are mesmerized. This group, the tribe, has torn away corrupted our reference points, our distinctions. See, and that's, if you go through life and you lose your reference points, you lose your way. You know, it's your GPS guidance system, you know, our reference points. So, now I hear the music there.
You want to hold on through the break?
Sure.
Stay
sure, I'll hold.
On a break. We'll be back in moments. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Mark and Philly.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio taking your phone calls. This is a short segment. We got just a couple of minutes, Mark. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, to continue on with that, if we lose our distinctions, man, we lose our reference points, and if we lose our reference points, we lose our way to navigate through this life and have a sense of being and a sense of bearing, you know? And I'd leave you with this one thing, that just when you think you've learned as much as you can, there's always something else to learn. I just watched a two-hour video on YouTube, free. It was about 9/11, but I thought I knew a lot about 9/11, which I know quite a bit. But anyway, this one's called 9/11 Missing Links. And I don't know how I missed this one, but man, I'm telling you, I'm going to go back and watch it again. It's really good. So for people out there listening, go to YouTube and type in 9/11 Missing Links and watch that video and see if it doesn't connect a few more dots for you about what's been leading up to all of this demise and what's behind what and who, what happened with 9/11 and who's really behind it. It goes into some deeper history of what came before, and it was a big eye opener for me in many ways. It connected a lot more dots for me than I fathomed even before. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you, Farron. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I believe 9/11 Missing Links, I believe that is Mike Delaney's film. I haven't watched that in a while. I've watched it before. I'm pretty sure that's... but there is some great ones. And, you know, it's been said before. I think Frank has said it on here. I so agree. 9/11 is just... It's the Achilles heel. It's also the linchpin. It is a great tool to wake people up, because once they start putting together the facts that of what a big lie that was, and then everything that came with it, came forward with it, to where we're at today, the whole destabilization of the Middle East, these trillions of dollars that's been squandered, all of this needless death on both sides, Americans, Syrians, Afghanis, Iraqis. I mean, just, you know, you see some of these videos of what's went on in these areas, and then, you know, then we've got our actual truth tellers, Julian Assange, Bradley Manning. They're in prison. Snowden's in Russia. I mean, we've actually lived to the point now to see that up is down and down is up, black is white. It's sad, but at the same time, you know, there's so much to give us hope. Donald Trump has given me some hope, and I'm telling you what, there was no one much more hopeless than me. I'd give up on my fellow man ever doing anything except just accepting it, and I didn't think there was any politician that would ever be on the national stage with the bully pulpit saying the things that Donald Trump is saying. No matter what happens, he has said it. It's been said. The media is nothing but a bunch of liars. The media is in the pocket. The game is rigged. He's put that out there. Where me saying it on some local radio stations seemed to be practically meaningless. In fact, I just kind of became folly for the other people on air to make fun of. But now, you know, everyone's taking notice. So we'll just see. I think it would be much, much better to be watching a Trump presidency in 2017 than having to live through the whorish nightmare of Hillary Clinton. We're coming up on the top of the hour break. We're going to run down some news, some facial recognition in the news. Back in moments.
Slap in the dust with his dark eyes, red with a short turn of innocence.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.